Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Bringing you that fantastic vibe this morning. It's all about creativity. I told you,
we're gonna have a hangover tomorrow.
They have all that it takes to tickle your fancy by arresting your imagination. Keep listening, and you would be glad you did. We're talking about Kumba, KWMBA, Youth Orchestra. Amazing piece. In less than no time, you're going to be hearing from them. They are here in the studio, in the house, in the building, on your station, on your radio, having breakfast with you. How wonderful.
Colorful.
Colorful.
Breakfast.
Colorful.
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 Colorful. Colorful radio.
Thank you.
Colorful Breakfast on Colorful Radio.
The Kumba Youth Orchestra. They are here. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Sure?
Yep, we're all good. Good morning. So,
how are you guys?
We're good.
Because you know what? You're not sounding as if you were those. You were the one who played those beautiful songs, you know?
It's early morning, but hopefully we brought the energy to everyone's day.
I love that energy. So who are we talking to now?
This is Jamal Hope.
And what do you play? What was the name of that small thing?
This thing right here, this is a violin.
A violin?
Yeah.
And then who are we talking to?
It's Jasmine Miko, and I play the viola.
Viola. What's the difference between the violin and viola?
It's bigger and it's got different strings. So it's got the same strings as the cello.
Cello. So who plays the cello?
Me, Rihanna Bell. I play the cello.
What's the difference between playing the cello and then the viola and the violin?
It's a lot bigger and it makes like a deeper sound, so I can reach the low notes.
Hello, Maya.
Hello.
How's the feeling like? How is the feeling like this morning?
Oh, it's amazing. It has a really good atmosphere.
And what do you play?
I play the violin.
The violin?
The violin.
And the songs that you played, what are the names of the song?
So we just played Palladio by Carl Jenkins. It's one of our favorite pieces because we feel like it really brings a lot of energy to what we're doing. There's different sections where we can play loud, we can play quiet, we can play slow, we can play fast.
So the one that you played, was it loud or slow? I don't know. What was it? Was it loud, slow, fast? Which one? The one that
we hope you heard a bit of slow, a bit of fast, a bit of everything.
I was in love with it.
Yeah, that's great. This piece is actually 16 minutes long because there's three.
Oh, let's go for it. Which one? The one coming up?
No, the one we just played is actually 16 minutes because it has three movements, but we played one of them, which is our favorite one.
Okay, so which one are we going on to now?
Now we are going to play a piece called My Girl. It's something that most of you probably know by The Temptations.
Is it because you've seen My Girl here?
It might just be.
Come on, Timon, have you got any question for them?
I mean, right now, I'm just in awe, you know, the whole thing is just beautiful, playing some amazing music for us. I'm just ready for some more.
Okay, so more music instead of questioning here and there. Yeah, let's go in. Are we ready? Yeah.
We're ready.
Are we ready?
We are ready.
Are we ready to go colorful?
Yes.
Okay, colorful, this is Kumba Youth Orchestra. Let's go in.
Colorful Breakfast on Colorful Radio.
That was fantastic and amazing. You know, I think this was the song that caught me when I first saw you at the Urban Film Festival. Okay. It was great. Let's hear your voice, please. It's
okay.
Yeah, all of you. Let's hear your voices, right? Okay. You work with all young people, their families who have an interest and curiosity or passion in music and education. You especially welcome those families from African, Caribbean, and Asian backgrounds. Is that what you do?
The aim of Kumba is to promote classical music in the BAME community, because I feel like often we are very underrepresented, so kind of like it gives opportunities.
Exactly.
For the ethnic minority.
Yeah.
It exposes children to something they wouldn't usually be exposed to, you know?
So have you been able to train others already?
Personally? For myself, because I've been away for a while at university, Kumba's given me the opportunity to come back and help and kind of teach the younger ones. And that's given them an opportunity to keep playing and keep practicing.
That's great. How do you feel to be in a group like this?
I feel quite privileged to be in a group like this, because we've been able to play at some amazing places and it's been an amazing opportunity.
I know those places are here, but I don't want to say it, so you tell us.
Well, Jamal and I have played at the Houses of Parliament with another quartet. We've played at the Houses of Commons, the Buffer Ward,
wow.
South Bank,
wow.
And many other places.
Many other places. And what was the experience like?
It was quite... it's quite amazing to play with these girls, especially as... We're all busy, but we all come together to play, and we're very passionate about what we're doing as well. So for us to play together, it's really nice.
Okay, Rihanna, are you planning to, when I say are you as a group, are you planning to, you know, bring out an album or something?
Oh, that would be great. I don't think there's any plans at the moment, but if the opportunity arose, I would say we're all definitely for it.
Like,
it'll be a really fun thing to do, I think.
Some colourful album, you know?
It's a good idea.
How is the feeling today? I really want to know on Colourful Radio, how is the feeling?
It's amazing.
Great.
It's
a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You know, actually, you guys decided to play two songs, right?
Yeah.
And then Jamal will play one. But I think, please do me one now, and then Jamal will do his later. Because I'm in love with this youth orchestra, Kumba. It's great. Are you ready to do that for me? Thank you. Yes, they are still here. They haven't gone yet. But Jamal Hope wants to give you something different. So this time around, the quartet have posed for Jamal to take over. As to what he's got, we don't know. He is Jamal Hope, and hopefully he's going to deliver. So put your hands up for Jamal Hope. Yes, this is what exactly I'm talking about. A round of applause together, please.
Thank you.
You see, not only classical, you know, we're getting hip-hop and R&B and stuff like that.
Exactly, we have to mix it up. We have to do things a little differently sometimes.
Yes. And who is this very beautiful lady, Rosalind Bell?
Hello, morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. And you are one of the directors, right?
Yes, I'm Rosalind and I run Kumba Youth Orchestra along with Sam Roach, who's okay. not here with us at the moment.
Okay.
We've been running the organisation for about 9 years. And what we try to do, we try to promote classical music in our black and ethnic minority children and bring it into the home so the parents understand the potential playing an instrument can do in the home. And playing music has also been linked to education, concentration, but obviously there is problems with some children. Instruments cost a lot of money, lessons cost a lot of money, and when they get to secondary school, it's between studies or learning an instrument. So what we try to do is keep encouraging the children to play, keep working very hard with the parents, bringing our quartet out so the parents can see potentially this is what it could look like. And it's not all about classical. Once you get the classical training, then you can switch and change and play the R&B and play some of the hip hop. We play traditional music as well. So that's what we're at. We're really based in the community and we want to remain community based.
And where is your office?
Well, we're based in East London. At the moment, we've got offices in Walthamstow, but we do rehearsals in Leytonstone as well. So we're currently working very much with the younger children. So we're working with the 7 and the 8 year olds and the 9 year olds. Amazing as this quartet is, they're all now kind of at A-level stages, applying for universities, and they're ready to kind of spread their wings. So it's very important that we support the next generation of children coming up and work with the parents. It's about the parents, really.
Excellent. And what are the qualities you look for?
No qualities. All we want is just enthusiasm, really. We've got some children that have never picked up a violin or picked or seen a cello or viola. So it's about us and our music leaders. So we've got a few music leaders come along, the parents come along, the children come along, and we just support and we encourage them. We send our older children to give lessons to the younger ones as well, and give them the confidence to go out and play in different orchestras. We signpost them to different organisations to do residentials, to do workshops.
It sounds to me that you're doing a lot. Are you doing all this without funding or funding?
We've got some funding from the Arts Council, which is soon to run out. So we're applying for our next set of funding as well. But initially, loads of people support us and give us for free. We also work in partnership with the Barbican. So the Barbican have got a really good learning and development team that really support us. So if we've got Christmas events, we'll go to the Barbican and put our Christmas events on the Barbican, or we need space to run a workshop, they'll provide us with space. So we're very fortunate in that respect that there is people out there wanting to support the organisation.
That's good. Rosalind, hand on your heart, tell me how difficult it is. I mean, managing this beautiful talents. Tell me, how difficult?
It's hard. It really is hard. And Sam and I have to work it. So sometimes Sam's stress levels get up and then I step in. And then when my stress levels come up, Sam steps in. I mean, you've got amazing girls here. Obviously, Beatrice isn't with us today. So you're also dealing with their talent. You're also dealing with their personalities.
Definitely. And sometimes superstars.
Sometimes
in their own rights.
They can all get hot-headed as well. But apart from that, when they come together, we've seen them grow as a quartet.
Yeah.
And they're just amazing. That sometimes even when Sam and I watch them, they bring tears to our eyes when they
perform. Beautiful. I mean, they've got a colossal amount of history here that needs to be read on our website. If I start today, I'm not gonna finish. Yes, they've got a whole lot of history here. They are doing amazingly well, thanks to you and the other management. Before we sign off, I would like each and every one of you to do me something uniquely, one by one. Yeah, this I didn't tell you this, but just something like that. Yeah. Yeah, you say your name and you sign off. Bing, 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 bing. Something like that.
Yeah.
enjoy this next piece. Hope most of you will recognise it. But yeah, this one's just for fun. We don't have any music. We're just going to kind of ad lib and do as we feel, really. So hopefully you can feel that energy coming through. But, thank you.